The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
The confusion with pronouns and misgendering has been around a long time, like for decades. It's just that we as a society never talked about it in public conversation. In this episode, we share some funny stories from misgendered adventures over the years and also relate some advice and perspectives about how to broach the issue when meeting new people. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Thank you for joining us here. We have a guest in the studio today named Bear. I hope you can hear him. All right. We captured that
very
moment.
Soft-spoken.
All right. So thank you for joining us. It is October. This is the month where we start to feel the feelings of fall. We start to search for all the scary movies that are there to be watched alone because Toast will not watch them with me.
I'm a scaredy cat.
Toast will not watch scary movies with me, or she sometimes will if I beg, and she will be half watching by being on her phone and looking up every now and then. So tonight, what we are doing is we are going over to some friends, a friend's house, and they have a fancy, I don't know if it's fancy, but it's like people these days, it's very accessible to have like a projector, a movie projector, where you can show the movie on a giant blank wall. Mm-hmm. We noticed our neighbors doing that, mm-hmm. and we were like, oh, if they only made their fence a little lower, because their fence, we have a clear view to their fence from our dining room. We have a nice big window.
We could sit
we
and
can
watch
see right out.
Dinner and a movie.
We can watch their movies.
Except for that darn fence.
But it looked like so much fun. They did that two nights in a row, not to be like the Kravitz.
I know.
You guys
like,
might not even
like
know
creepers,
who the Kravitz
man.
Are. But anyways, so tonight we're looking forward to watching a scary movie. It's fun because we don't know which movie it's going to be.
We're just going to show up with dinner.
But it's going to be outside, and that even heightens the scary factor, I think. And here's the thing, too. I'm going to share.
Okay.
So here's the thing with scary movies. Now, the people who are scary movie fans will absolutely understand what I'm saying. So many horror movies are filmed in Portland.
Or thereabouts.
And if not specifically in Portland, the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. because we are the land of forests, darkness, and this mist. We have like this natural scary mist vibe that is so perfect with scary movies.
And the vampires, like,
oh, yes.
are around
we are
this
the perfect,
area.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They're in Washington somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're talking about Edward.
Yes, Edward. Yeah.
So that means the wolves are here too.
Yeah.
So anyways, that kind of makes it a little exciting, a little scary to be out here and to be watching a scary movie outside.
We hope you're getting some scary vibes, but those are going to end really soon because we're going to take a little break and then start in on the problem with pronouns.
Oh, yeah.
And all of this misgender adventure.
I do need to change our front door. The only thing is, like,
honey,
I do like this.
We're
blue.
Recording a podcast.
Oh, are they hearing us? Oh. All right,
And we're back.
We're back. All right. So in the previous episode, Sienna did mention this whole thing about us being old enough to remember a time when pronouns were not a thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have a way to refer to the numerous experiences that I personally, Toast, have had with pronouns.
We're OSL.
What does that mean?
Old school lesbians.
Oh, OSL. Okay.
Or are we called the OG?
The original gangsta lesbians?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, all right. Okay, so I just wanted to share a few stories about being misgendered throughout my entire life. I mean, from when I was holding my dad's hand as a little girl, and then my dad's friend would say, well, I guess he wasn't that good of a friend because he didn't realize my dad had a daughter. But he was like, oh.
Or maybe he thought you were the son because you have a brother.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
But could be that.
There may have been times where there were both of us there. I don't know. You're two boys.
Oh, you know, or something. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yep.
So, and then we're also going to share some things that we personally have just learned just by doing simple Google searches and stuff about how to deal with this pronoun stuff, because we have been on the learning curve. Okay.
Yep.
But first, just some quick stories. I remember when I checked into the airport one time and the guy behind the counter, I forget what I was asking him for directions or something maybe, but he called me son.
Mm.
Hey, son, you know, or you're welcome, son. And another time, I distinctly remember being at some kind of smog check,
mm-hmm.
you know, appointment, like just, you know, behind the wheel in the car and just waiting
yeah.
in line and pulling up. And then they're calling me sir. And I probably had a ball cap on
yeah.
at that time. I was in the market one time at the grocery store and somebody, I think it was a woman who was talking to her young boy, young child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, watch out for the man. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, yeah, all kinds of stuff.
But how do you feel when that happens?
Okay, so yeah, the main thing for me personally as an individual, I don't care really very much at all. It's just amusing to me. And any discomfort that I feel is associated more with being concerned for the other person's discomfort.
Mm.
If and when they realize their error.
They
misgendered me and
yeah.
used the wrong pronouns, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel uncomfortable for them because I don't want them to feel uncomfortable because I don't really care.
Yeah.
You know, that's always been my thing. But I guess it's probably because, like I said, it started so early in my mm-hmm. life that I don't know anything else. I don't know anything different.
Yeah.
You know.
As a witnesser, yeah. because I've witnessed.
You've witnessed it a lot?
I've witnessed that with you.
Yeah.
I always feel bad for, my initial thing is to feel bad for you.
Because I think you feel bad. But why do you think I feel bad?
That's a good question, because I would say that, you know, their pronoun guess.
Mm-hmm.
is probably closer to your energy.
Right, yeah.
The reality of your energy.
Yes, exactly.
It's just we were born in a different time and didn't really have this option.
Right.
So I don't really know.
It's just a sense of overall and generalized awkwardness, basically.
Yes, because I also feel bad for them. Like,
yeah.
are we going to drive away before they realize? Because let's hurry up and get out of here.
Escape the awkward moment.
Yeah,
it's funny because another thing that comes to mind is the phrase that comes to mind a lot is, hey, who can blame you, dude? Like, look at me.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, what do I expect? And another thing that sometimes surprises me, like this happened when I had to go to the dump, like the big transfer station and take a big carpet out of our garage, you know, take it to the big transfer station. And I'm in the truck, right? And driving up to bay number one.
They directed me to bay number one to unload this big carpet at the dump. And the guy kind of waving me in, you know, directing traffic. He called me Miss. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, right over there, Miss. And I thought of it, but I didn't do it. I wanted to tell him, hey, good job, man. Like, you know, like, right on. Like, you got it.
You guessed right.
Yeah, you got it, you know. But he seemed very nonchalant about it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Is my face changing? Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, I have that urge. Okay, but that's enough about me. Sienna has a really great story.
Oh, I thought you were going to
not about
talk
herself.
About my misgender.
No, not about herself, but about a friend
of
hers.
Yeah, so I have a friend who is a lesbian who
was an identifies. OSL.
Yeah, she's an old school lesbian. She is definitely a tomboy. Short hair, the whole thing, the tomboy type of outfits, probably has never worn a dress in her life. She also plays sports and excelled in,
you guessed it, softball.
Softball.
OSL.
She became an umpire and did so well in that she was an umpire for the Olympics.
Hello.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah. I was so proud of her.
So badass.
Pretty amazing. So anyways. Yeah.
Okay, so now you have a picture of this person.
Yes, this person. So she, one day, just as one would need to, she went to the restroom, the women's restroom.
Public restroom.
Public women's restroom, and was there washing her hands. So she was just washing her hands at the sink. And an older woman in there started yelling at her. Hey, boy, get out of here. Boy, get out of here.
You're in the wrong bathroom.
And she was trying to ignore her and just washing her hands faster.
Oh, my gosh. Awkward.
But then she finally said, I'm not a boy. And then the lady said,
oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Sir, you're in the wrong bathroom. True story. Crazy. I've been laughing at that for the past, how long has it been?
I don't know.
20 years?
I don't know. But it, you know, I can only imagine how much my friend has gone through because she looks more tomboy than Toast does. Mm-hmm. And so she must encounter this like all the time, mm-hmm. all the time. So
it was just a different time.
It was.
Because back in those days, I think those experiences were not processed or interpreted by us old school LGBTQers as being insulting. You know, I think we kind of just took it in stride and it's like, well, yeah, look at me. I mean, who can blame you, right? It's like, wasn't taken as an insult. Where I think nowadays, that's tends to be the framework. It's kind of like, you know, people will say, oh, being misgendered can be extremely hurtful and invalidating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, we did, you know, I think they say Gen X. I always have to go, Gen X.
Generation X.
That we have tough skin. You know,
being
we
latchkey
have tough
kids
skin
and all.
Because if it just depends how you're raised, right? If you're raised in a culture that will identify your pronouns
and
you should expect that
and
of
ask
course.
You your preferences and what do you want?
So if you if you're not asked, yes, of course it's gonna feel you're gonna feel
not considered. You didn't
right,
consider
exactly,
me
exactly.
Yeah.
Because
I
that's
never,
how
never
you're
realized.
Raised, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
true.
if no, you're just out there. Thrown to the wolves and out there blowing with the wind. It's like you just got to deal.
Come home when the lights,
you know?
Street lights go off.
Yeah. And you know, I just thought of our other friend. We have another friend who is a tomboy. And she was telling a story about how someone called her sir.
Okay.
And she was like, oh my God, it was so embarrassing. I mean, I don't gosh, I just didn't know what to say. And she felt so awkward. You know who I'm talking about?
I think I do. Okay. I think I do.
And then my other friend who just doesn't hold back.
Who was hearing this
femme,
story.
Yeah, she's more of the femme mm-hmm, side. Mm-hmm. She goes, have you looked in a mirror? And just told her that. And everyone was a little silent, but thank God our friend laughed. She wasn't, so hurt. And
she
we
got
were
it.
All just laughing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all of us
kind of what you were saying,
Generation
right?
X.
Like, yes.
It's like, so. That is funny. Okay. Anyways. All right. So now it's a different era.
It is.
Okay. Now we all need to be asking each other, what pronouns do you go by?
Right.
We now, in our email signatures, mm-hmm, we need to have, she/her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to reveal my ignorance and just, I don't know why you have to have a slash there. Because if it's she, wouldn't it
also
therefore
be her?
Also be her? I'm a little confused about that, but
this
I'm not
is
gonna,
what I'm confused
But I'm not
at.
Gonna waste time. Like, well, I shouldn't say waste time.
It's not waste time, but
I'm
it's,
not going to research it. I'm just gonna go with it, and I'm like, okay, that
okay,
works for
let's
me.
Let's do it. Right. Right. Yeah. What I don't understand mm-hmm is, and again, I may offend people, but again, this comes from ignorance, and not that I don't care. I don't understand when it says she/her/they.
I think that means you could use any of those and it would
no,
be
but
fine.
No, but why? Like, why can't you pick one? Like, pick one. Now you have a choice.
Mine, I guess,
maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't know.
I guess.
But here's the thing, too.
What?
It says she/her/they.
Okay.
Where's the other slash and them?
Right.
Like, are there only
we're
three
all,
slots?
We're
just
all
give
just
two.
Trying. We're all just trying, and we're in a phase of transition, and we're trying new things. And I guess for me, it would be she/her/they/them/he slash him, because I will go with all of those.
They would have to
as long
create,
as there's,
they would have to do coding to mm-hmm have your signature.
All of the above.
Yes, to have yeah all of those.
It's kind
fit
of like anything that moves.
Yeah.
That phrase, right? It's like.
Yeah. So.
It really just comes down to basic human respect. Just like this whole issue of the whole, like, how do you identify LGBTQ, inclusivity. It's just basic human respect. And I think when we can acknowledge that, I don't know this whole landscape and it feels a little mm-hmm uncomfortable, mm-hmm, but I do want to respect you and I would like to be respected. So,
yes,
absolutely. As long as we can speak openly about it, that's the beautiful thing.
I guess what I don't understand though is I'm going back to the she, her, they.
okay.
Because
all
I'm
right.
Because it's staying with me. So
yes,
like
it
she,
is.
Her, they. So mm-hmm I get like why can't you just be they then? Because they incorporates she.
But I think there are individuals who feel most at home and most themselves.
As a she?
No, only being referred to with the they or them pronoun. They don't want she. They don't want her.
So this is a person that kind of wants.
It's just gender neutral. Is how I would say it in my
this person,
a person who would prefer their pronouns to be only they them.
Oh, I see.
Right. I think there are people like that. Right? That those are their pronouns. It's
so
they,
this
them
person who will go by she, her, they mm-hmm is a person who's like, I'm gender neutral,
ish.
But it's okay if I'm. That part, it's just challenging for me. Like, why?
Like,
it feels like a have your cake and eat it too. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Because I don't understand. That's
yeah,
all.
But I think
I'm not
part
like
of the point is you don't need to understand, right? Because I think you understand enough to be able to
just to acknowledge that that's what they want.
Yeah, and to respect that as long as you use
One of these
or they,
yeah,
you're okay. Just don't use he.
But right? I guess I would right. like to understand, you know?
I'm sorry.
I would like to understand this person that feels she, her, they, or even he, him, they.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I don't think I could enlighten you because I'm trying to imagine. I mean, I guess,
get the respect.
You know what? Maybe I could be that person who could be like, yeah, call me she or her. That's what I'm, you know, generally used to because of the decades in which I came of age and grew up and what was considered normal at that time. But I'm also open to being called they or them.
Okay, that's too helpful now, because now I'm thinking the person who chooses she, her, they mm-hmm. might be a person like you who thinks of others' comfort levels.
Okay.
So I can see how for the person, for the OSL, the old school lesbian, the people maybe who didn't grow up with these choices, mm-hmm. if you see a she, her, they, you're like, whew, phew, I'll just call this person she, because that's how, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to make an error. So you're giving people a little bit more room to do what's comfortable for them because you are okay with it.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. It took me
that's
a while to
seeing,
get what you were talking about.
It. Yeah. So maybe it's not so much like, why can't they decide? Or it's not so much, it's more like, you know what? I'm truly comfortable either way. Mm, mm. And so let me leave these options open for you who might be comfortable in a certain way. If this is easier
that's
for
a good
you
one.
Because they, them is still not natural
yeah.
for you to say.
That's a good one. I like that. That's a very gracious interpretation of that. And I like that. I think that's great. It kind of reminds me, I was on a Zoom recently with a person who is new in our social circle. And it was, I was touched because he, towards the end of the Zoom call, he was like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't ask yet, but, you know, what are your pronouns, you know?
Yeah. And yeah. You had had several Zooms with him at that point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I was, and I explained, and I was like, oh, I said, oh my gosh, wow. Thanks for asking. Yeah, it's she or her. It's fine. That's totally fine. I said to give you the full information, like if I was growing up today, maybe I would have chosen differently. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm already grown up. So she, her, it's all good. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Interesting.
And then I wonder if when someone asks you, if mm-hmm. it's just the polite thing to ask back, what are yours?
Yeah, you know, I have seen articles, and one was on the Human Rights Campaign website
okay.
about pronouns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they covered that thing of like, well, how do you ask, you know, about person's pronouns? Mm-hmm. And that particular article said, oh, just ask. You know, like, what pronouns do you go by? Another suggestion that could be like seen as like a softer way would be to exactly, I think this is what you said, where it's like you introduce yourself and you say, oh, so hi, my name is Mary and my pronouns are she, her. Mm, and that kind of just creates an opening for the other person if they would like to share their pronouns of thing. Yeah. And only recently, I can't, this shows how old school we are, is because with a name like Toast.
Yeah.
Especially like in emails and stuff. It's mm-hmm. like you're emailing with a person whose name is Toast. How would you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And only recently, when this whole pronoun thing has come onto the public consciousness in a greater way, have I taken the time to be like, and I'll add that in, you know, with a name like Toast. I guess
oh,
I should
in the communication.
Yeah,
versus
like
the
I guess
line?
I should tell yeah. you. You know, I'm a she slash her, and I'll say that. Anyways,
yeah.
The last thing that I think would be very helpful to share right now at this point is, and this was news to me, but I think it's great. According to the National Institutes of Health website, get this: intentional refusal to use someone's correct pronouns is equivalent to harassment and a violation of one's civil rights.
Wow.
And there's actually like legal backing for this and stuff. And we'll put the links to these things in the show notes. But I was like, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because again,
I mean, the thing here is intentional. Yes. Intentional. Not refusal. Like if you just made a, like you haven't gotten used to it yet.
Right.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it does, again, just comes down to respect, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, doesn't hurt someone to just extend basic human respect.
Very true.
All right.
Very true.
So thanks for joining us, as always. Hope you enjoyed the episode. And a shout out to our fellow old school lesbians. Generation X. All right. Check us out on Instagram. We're at Sienna and Toast, Sienna with one N. We're also at siennaandtoast.com, where we have all of the episodes, show notes and links and all kinds of pictures and that sort of stuff. All right. Take care. Bye. Live your love story.
Story. Story. Story.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Farber, and I am an author, teacher, psychotherapist, and shamanic practitioner. On my podcast, Healing for Your Soul, I welcome some amazing guests and introduce you to some healing techniques like earth magic, working with nature and animals, and really getting to the heart of what is keeping you stuck. I want to help you deepen your spirituality and let go of blocks that are holding you back. Let me help you in this journey called life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.